理课堂听 class.com。
Everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom Online. Thank you for joining us today. I'm your teacher, Vicki, and it's a joy to have you with us as we begin a new lesson called Mastering Your Digital Camera.
Hi, friends. My name is Steve. You know, Vicki, I've had my digital camera for about 4 years now. Mm-hmm. It has 10 different buttons and different modes and functions. I really don't know how to use all of them, I have to admit.
So you would say you have not mastered your digital camera, right?
I would say that.
Well, our writer has given us some tips to help us master our digital cameras. Join us, everyone, on page 42 as we get started.
Mastering your digital camera. 1. Understand image resolutions. The more pixels a photograph has, the higher its resolution. High-resolution photos give clear, sharp prints. Low-resolution photos work better for email or web use. Leave your camera at its highest resolution setting. Then you'll always have the option to make prints. You can later use photo editing software to make low-resolution pictures if needed. 2. Don't keep your camera in its automatic mode. Your camera has settings that allow you to take different types of photos in a variety of situations. Study your camera's instruction book so you know how to use these settings.
3. Well, we're taking a look at mastering your digital camera. To master something means to become very highly skilled at something or to have a complete understanding of something. And most of us don't know how to really, I guess, use our digital cameras to the maximum.
I would agree with that. I have not mastered my camera. I have not become an expert in my digital camera. Someone who has become an expert and has mastered something is called a master. Mm-hmm. And I'm far from being a digital camera master. But we want to give you some quick tips, 4 tips for making the most of your digital camera. And making the most of something means taking the biggest or the fullest advantage of it.
That's right. Getting the most out of it just simply means to have the most or get the benefit that you want from it, the most benefit. Well, it says, first of all, the first tip is to understand image resolutions. So this is the first major tip that our writer gives to us. Understand image resolutions. Now, we know that an image is like a picture of something.
Okay. And a resolution is the degree of sharpness in that picture. So the higher the resolution, the better the picture, the more sharp it will be. The lower the resolution, the less sharp it will be, and maybe it might even be a little blurry.
That's right. Well, it says the more pixels a photograph has, the higher its resolution. So now we're understanding how a resolution is high or low. If it has more pixels, it will be higher.
Okay, and pixel is actually something like an acronym. They've taken the word picture and they've taken the word element and they've taken those words picture, element, pixel. Do you see the connection?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's where you get the word pixel, picture, element. The more pixels a digital camera has, the higher the resolution, the photo, and it'll be a better shot.
In a way, a pixel is just like a tiny dot of light, right, that helps bring in that image. And so if you have more pixels, it's going to make a sharper image.
Okay, so high-resolution photos give clear, sharp prints. Low-resolution photos work better for mail or web use. Now, we have to say that the higher the resolution, the more memory it's going mm-hmm. to take in your camera. You have to know that. But the lower the resolution, of course, just the opposite is true. You won't use as much memory, so it's better if you want to send one to a friend over the internet. You won't take as much space on your computer.
Right. What happens is a lot of times friends will send these high-resolution pictures. It takes forever to send, and once you get them, it takes up a lot of space. So you want to send lower-resolution pictures through email.
Well, just so happens, Vicki, just yesterday I spent quite a bit of time on my internet program erasing pictures or downsizing pictures that were of a high resolution because my mailbox was getting full of these pictures that people were sending me, and I was just running out of room.
Okay, but do notice that our writer says leave your camera at its highest resolution setting, so when you take your pictures, you will have high-resolution pictures, but you can make the adjustment later. Now, first of all, what is a setting?
A setting is a position or way in which something is set. For example, on my digital camera, I could put it on the flash setting, so that every time I take the picture, the flash will go off.
Okay. Well, our writer does tell us to leave it in this setting, the high resolution setting, and then you'll always have the option to make prints. So a lot of times people do want to make prints later on. Some people don't, but a lot of people do. And if you keep it in this setting, then you can do that and get great prints.
Right. If it's a low resolution picture and you want to make prints, you're going to have a hard time because prints will be a little bigger than what you see on the computer, and the bigger the print, the less resolution or the less clear your picture will be. So the higher the resolution, the better the print.
Okay, so our writer goes on to say you can later use photo editing software to make low resolution pictures if needed. So if you do need to make them lower resolution to send through email, you can do that through this kind of photo editing software.
Okay, our second tip, the author says, don't keep your camera in its automatic mode. And that's what I'm guilty of. And mode, again, is just similar to setting. It's something like a setting where it's a position or a setting on your camera.
Right, a setting which gives it a special function, right? Each thing will function a certain way. So it tells us here, don't keep your camera in its automatic mode. But as you said, Steve, you do, and a lot of people do, because they don't know how to use all of the different modes or functions of their camera. They haven't mastered it yet.
Right, and I think if people take their camera out of their automatic mode and they learn how to use the other functions, they'll have better pictures. Author says your camera has settings that allow you to take different types of photos in a variety of situations. So study your camera's instruction book so you know how to use those settings. And that's, again, the instruction book is the manual that comes with your camera.
Oh, you mean you're supposed to read that?
You're supposed to read it.
A lot of people don't even open their instruction books, but yes, that's what we should do if we want better pictures. Well, it's time for us to take a break, everyone. Be sure to come right back with some more of our tips.
What do people say when they want you to smile for a photo? A, say noodles. B, say hot dogs. C, say cheese. What do people say when they want you to smile for a photo? C, say cheese. Did you say cheese? Great, then I guess you must be smiling.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom Online. We've been talking about mastering your digital camera.
Our author is giving us tips on how to take better pictures. The first tip is understand image resolutions. The second tip he gave us was don't keep your camera in its automatic mode. The third tip is be prepared. So join us now as we continue with the reading on line 14.
Mastering your digital camera. 3. Be prepared. Make sure you always carry a spare battery. Also, buy a second memory card, so you'll have plenty of room for all those high-resolution photos. 4. Stay organized. With a digital camera, you'll soon have more photographs than you can handle. Use a photo managing program like ACDC to organize your pictures. Organizing photos by date or by topic makes it easier to find them later. Also, copy your pictures to a CD every couple of months. You'll be glad you have a backup of all those treasured memories.
Well, as Steve said, tip number 3 is be prepared. Now, it goes on to explain that. It says, make sure you always carry a spare battery. So I think a lot of people make the mistake of having their camera with them, but not an extra battery. And if they don't have an extra battery or a spare battery, then they may be in a position where they can't take pictures when they want to.
I have been among a group of friends where that has happened. A friend has had a camera and they ran out of batteries, and we just couldn't take any more pictures. It was pretty unfortunate because the place we were in was very beautiful. Well, the word spare, as you said, means extra. It can mean one more than is needed. Mm-hmm. To have a spare tire in your car means you have an extra one in case one of the tires goes flat. Let's look at the word spare in today's word skit.
Oh, great. My watch just broke.
Well, hey, you can use mine. I have a spare watch in my bedroom.
Are you sure?
No problem.
Gee, thanks.
Hey, I thought you were going on a bike ride today.
Well, I was gonna go on a bike ride, but my bike broke.
Oh, really? Well, you can use mine. I have a spare bike right here.
Are you sure?
Yes, and make sure you remember the helmet. It's a spare.
Wow, thank you.
No problem. Hey, remember to take a lot of pictures today.
You know, I would, except I don't have a camera.
Well, hey, you can use mine. I have several spares.
Wow, thanks. You're so generous.
No problem.
You sure have a lot of spare stuff.
Well, I think it's good to have extra things because you never know when you'll need a spare.
That's for sure. Hey, listen. If you ever need to borrow something I have, just let me know, okay?
Well, actually, do you have any spare cash?
You mean you want to borrow some money from me?
Well,
what for?
I have to pay for all of the spare stuff.
So in this case, we want to have a spare battery because a spare battery will help us if we're in those situations where the other battery runs out.
Well, our author also says to keep another memory card handy, which is one of these. This is for all those high-resolution photos you'll be taking. Now, as we said earlier, the higher the resolution on your camera, the more memory it's going to take each time you take a picture. And so the more memory it takes, the more space it's going to take. You'll need more of these for those high-resolution photos.
Okay, so a memory card basically is just a data information or data storage card that is inserted into your electronic device to save information or images.
Okay, you can also save other information on these as well. You can put music on these as well. It's a digital storage information card. Okay, the tip number 4 says, stay organized. And this is a big, big thing. Now, with digital cameras, Vicki, it's so easy to take pictures, and you don't really care if it's a good one or not. Sometimes you just want to get a shot, so you end up with hundreds of photos.
Right. It's wonderful in a way that you have with a digital camera that you can take a photo, and if you don't like it, you can delete it immediately. But unfortunately, a lot of people just keep taking pictures, and they put them in their computer, and they just save them there or on their card, right, their memory card, and they don't delete them, and it becomes a mess. You have so many there that you're not organized at all.
You're right. So the author says with a digital camera, you'll soon have more photographs than you can handle. You'll have more photographs than you can manage or that you'll know what to do with. So he says, use a photo managing program like ACDC to organize your pictures.
Okay, so use this to organize your pictures. Put them in some kind of category. Then you will be able to find them quickly. And if you see that, hey, this picture is not good, delete it right away. Don't try to keep everything.
Well, ACDC is just one of many kinds of organizing programs that you can put on your computer. There are many others as well. But organizing photos by date or by topic makes it easier to find them later. And that's what I've been doing a lot. Go to rename, name your photos, get rid of the ones that you know you won't see or know you don't want so that you can have more space.
That's right. And our writer goes on to say you're also copy your pictures to a CD every couple of months. This is also very wise because your computer, it will take up a lot of space on your computer as well. If you save them on a CD, you'll be making more room.
Not only that, Vicki, but it's also a good idea because if you store your pictures on your computer, a laptop, for example, you could lose your laptop and then all your pictures would be gone. Or sometimes, unfortunately, computers crash. And when they crash, you lose all of the information, including the pictures. So a backup is a good idea.
We might call it a security copy, right? Because it secures the fact that you will have those images someplace else in case you lose them on your computer.
Okay, a backup is an exact copy of something, and it's the exact same picture as the originals, but it's just stored in a different place.
Okay. So our writer says you'll be glad you have a backup of all those treasured memories. And treasured memories, just memories. All those pictures you took are memories. And you will want those in the future. They're treasured memories.
I know a lot of people, when you ask them, if your house was on fire and you could only take one thing out of your house, what would you take? A lot of people answer they would take their photo album because those memories are so valuable to them.
That's right. Well, students, right now it's time for us to review these tips that our writer has given us. Join us now for this slideshow.
When taking pictures with your digital camera, always use the highest resolution setting. That way, you have the option of making prints of your pictures. A high-resolution picture has lots of pixels. Pixels are small dots that make up a digital image. The top picture is high resolution. The bottom one is low resolution. You can see that high resolution photos have more detail and will make better prints. Your camera has different modes that allow you to take pictures in a variety of situations. The camera chooses the best settings for these situations. Most cameras have a portrait mode, a landscape mode, and a macro or close-up mode. Learn to use these settings properly. You can see on this camera's mode dial that the icon for the landscape mode looks like a miniature landscape. When taking longer trips, it's important to bring along an extra battery and one or two extra memory cards. That way, you'll be able to take lots of pictures. You'll also not have to delete photos until you can see them up close on your computer. Remember to organize your photos. This screenshot from the software program ACDC shows how you can organize all of your photos into different folders. This allows you to quickly find a photo later. Every few months, you should back up your most important photos by burning them to a CD-ROM. That way, you can be sure to have a safe copy of them if something bad happens to your computer.
Hi, students. Welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken.
And I'm Rachel. So, Ken, do you prefer to use a traditional film camera or a digital camera?
Definitely a traditional film camera. You know, I like to do things the old-fashioned way.
Well, you're no fun. Are you always such an old fogey?
An old fogey?
Yes, an old fogey is someone who is out of touch with modern things. An old-fashioned person.
Isn't an old fogey an old person?
Not necessarily. The word old is related more to old-fashioned than old age, I think.
Then I guess you can call me that. You know, my mom always said that I was a square.
That would describe you as well. She must know you pretty well.
Yep, she does. Old fogey 指的不一定是一个老人哦，在这里 old 是表示 old-fashioned 啊，就是一个守旧的、过时的，所以一个 old fogey 就是一个守旧的人，一个老古板的意思。还有 square 也可以指一个一板一眼的人。Are there any other similar terms to describe someone not flexible and old-fashioned?
Yes, a stick in the mud. This expression comes from the Old West. When wagons sometimes got stuck in the mud, the wheels stopped turning and no progress was made. So the phrase stuck in the mud became stick in the mud, and we still use that idiom today to describe someone who is reluctant to change and can't accept new ideas.
So are you saying that I'm a stick in the mud?
I didn't say that. I just think you're an old fogey.
另外还有一个片语 ,a stick in the mud, 字面上是在泥土中的一根竹竿、啊、指的是也是一个不懂得变通一个老顽固一个固执的人。
All right, students, it's time for a break. Let's go to Michelle's language tips.
Hi, everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点我们看 pixel 这个名词。PIX 本来是指 picture, 画面。而 EL 在这里是指 element, 单元的意思。所以 pixel 是指电视、电脑或者是数位相片的画素。所谓画素呢，就是指画面上最小的光与色彩的单位。画素越高代表解析度 resolution 也越清晰。例如 This digital camera has 3.5 megapixels. 这部数位相机有350万画素。接下来我们看的是 mode 这个名词。mode 本来是指方式或模式，在这里特别是指电子仪器的操作方式。课文中提到的 automatic mode 是指自动模式，如果是手动模式是 manual mode, M-A-N-U-A-L, 或者是 the CD player is now on repeat mode, 这部 CD 现在设定在重复播放的模式。继续我们看的是 backup 这个名词。backup 在这里是指电脑文件或档案的备份。例如 Vance always makes a backup of his computer files just in case. Vance 总是会做电脑档案的备份以备不时之需。backup 也指支援或备用的物品或人员。例如 The sergeant is requesting backup now. 巡警目前正在要求警力支援。或者是 backup crew 是指备用人员。And that's all for today's language tips. Use your digital camera well. And now let's go to the word bank.
Resolution. If you only have a low resolution picture, the details will not be very clear. Pixel.Digital images are made up of tiny dots called pixels. Setting. My digital camera has different settings for taking pictures during the day or night. Mode. I just set my cell phone to the silent mode so that only I know if someone calls me. Spare. I keep a spare tire in the trunk of my car.Memory card. My memory card is full. I'll have to delete some pictures or save them to my computer. Backup. You should make a backup of all your computer files, just in case something happens to your computer.
Mastering your digital camera. 1. Understand image resolutions. The more pixels a photograph has, the higher its resolution. High-resolution photos give clear, sharp prints. Low-resolution photos work better for email or web use. Leave your camera at its highest resolution setting.Then you'll always have the option to make prints. You can later use photo editing software to make low-resolution pictures if needed. 2. Don't keep your camera in its automatic mode. Your camera has settings that allow you to take different types of photos in a variety of situations. Study your camera's instruction book so you know how to use these settings. 3. Be prepared. Make sure you always carry a spare battery. Also, buy a second memory card, so you'll have plenty of room for all those high-resolution photos. 4. Stay organized. With a digital camera, you'll soon have more photographs than you can handle. Use a photo managing program like ACDC to organize your pictures. Organizing photos by date or by topic makes it easier to find them later. Also, copy your pictures to a CD every couple of months. You'll be glad you have a backup of all those treasured memories.
Well, friends, I think tip number 4 is the most helpful for me. I think I need a lot more organization with my photos.
And I think maybe, Steve, it wouldn't hurt for you to get that out of automatic mode.
You're right. I'll try doing that more, Vicki.
Okay. Well, students, we hope these tips have helped you, and we hope you enjoy your digital cameras more. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye, friends.